Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the light of your love found in the revelation of your word. It's just beautiful and it just so blesses us. Thank you, Lord, that you were the beginning. The thought for mankind came from you because we were predestined in you before the foundation of the earth. And so in the Godhead having such a desire for children, as the word says, and that they're beloved children, that you could fellowship, and you made the world as well for them to dwell in and for us to live in union with you in Christ Jesus. And thank you, it's all been done, and I thank you, Lord. We know the problem came in with the fall, but thank you, Lord, as you're ruling and reigning to crush all this darkness under your feet, Lord. Thank you that all this darkness and the lies of the devil has got an expiry date, Lord. And it's just now we need to make decisions just to look to you, hear from you, and walk to you. Because, yeah, that's where we wake up to the eternal realities, the true light that is already shining. And it's going to fill this earth. Your kingdom is here. And your goodness is here. Our names written in heaven is here. And I thank you, Lord, you bringing it to pass. You with us every day, leading us into this goodness. And so darkness is passing away for us. But praise God, darkness is passing away on this earth. The devil is out there roaring because his time is short. But thank you, Jesus. Your kingdom has come and you with us. And I thank you for this wonderful word that encourages us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 2, verse 5 to 8. But the love of God is truly perfected in whoever keeps his word. This is how we know we are in him. The one who claims to remain in him ought to live in the same way as he lived. Dear friends, I'm not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the message you heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light already shines.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is so beautiful. And we can just go to John 15, and we can see there about Jesus is the vine and the Father is the vine dresser and we are the branches. So the beautiful thing is, and you can look in verse 16, I called you and I called you to bear much fruit. Us coming to faith, the righteous live by faith, is all a result of God touching our lives and drawing us. And as we just stay in that which he is saying to us, that which he is leading to us, faith is not just a one-off thing, calling on the Lord. It's a constant calling and it's a constant seeing. And that picture just gets better and better that is in the heart of God, in the heart of Jesus for us, and we grow. So it needs to be a reality that's day by day. And as we stay in that faith, with that faith gets tested, we've got to persevere. We see and we know this is the reality of knowing God, seeing God, and experiencing God. And that's what the parable tells us about. As we abide in him, his word abides in us. And that word causes desires. It gives us the picture of his wonderful plan for our lives. And we persevere with it. We push into it, do what we can with what we got. And then we see our God come through. And this is exactly the same life that Jesus came, living in union with his Father. He started as a babe. He grew in wisdom. He found favor with God and man. And he walked the walk, right up to the cross, where he then dealt with our sins so that we can all come back. So that's the beauty. And now this is the perfect love. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless. So Jesus knows the perfect love that each and every one of us is waking up to on a daily basis and walking in. And that's why we tap into him. And the darkness is passing away for us. And this darkness has got an expiry date here on the earth. The devil is out there trying to keep those that he's lied to, he's stolen from, and he's there to destroy them. But we got to turn to the Lord that comes to give life and life in abundance and just get stronger. Now, these last two portions of scripture here, it's an old commandment, but it's also a new commandment. How do we explain that? Simply, Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And then he says, how? Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. There you've got the picture. The last portion points out this was the command from the very beginning. So this is an old command. This is God. It's an old command because it came from the Godhead looking at the Son and desiring more children. Come, let us make man in our image and our likeness, was the outworking of that desire that was there from the very beginning in Jesus. We were predestined in Jesus. You see that? So God hasn't changed his mind. Where you were predestined in Jesus, he knew the plan for you. He knew your days were written while there were yet none of them. And then he made man, but we know the fall came in. So after the beginning, the perfect love that was available in the heart of God for each and every person on this earth, the fall came. But praise God, we know Jesus dealt with it. The Ten Commandments came in. It was just a pointer. It was a pointer to this great, blessed new covenant. And then after Jesus died and he overcame under the earth and went up into heaven, he became Lord of all. And now, because of Jesus, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing, just as it was in the beginning. So can you see, it was an old commandment, but it is now new. And the wonderful thing is that it is true in him as it is true in you. It's him being the vine and us being the branches. He shares and brings this truth over to us on a daily basis. So we need to just stay in tune with him and develop on schedule, because that is where we find life and life in abundance. And we are walking then in his footsteps, just as he walked on this earth. This is why Jesus could say so beautifully to disciples, as my Father sent me, so I send you. The works I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. So that's it, guys. You just stay in tune, develop on schedule. God is for you, he's with you, and he's taking you into amazing love venture, because that is the joy of your salvation. And the joy of your salvation is your name written in heaven. It's a unique story. Stay with him, run the race in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.